USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A report claims the U.S. intelligence community has been targeting Russia's power grid as part of an ongoing operation to counter cyber attacks. The New York Times describing the deployment of American computer code into Russia's power grid as a preemptive strike in case of a cyber attack by Russia. President Trump tweets the story is false and amounts to an act of treason, but another newspaper's D.C. correspondent says reports are the president may be unaware of the program.
People that are close to the president are worried that he might take action to upend the plans that they work on for months to protect the national security of the U.S.
That's the New York Post's Tulu Alonaripa speaking on CNN. Target says a more than two-hour outage of its store checkout network was caused by an internal network issue yesterday and not by hackers. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in Corona, California now say the man who opened fire in a Costco on Friday night was an off-duty L.A. police officer who was firing in self-defense. Authorities say the cop was shopping at the Costco with his family when he was attacked by a man he didn't know, identified as 32-year-old Kenneth French of Riverside. This woman witnessed it.
A white guy with a mohawk, another guy, a lady, and a little kid, and apparently they were having words, and he just pulled his gun out and started shooting.
The off-duty officer shot and killed French and gravely wounded two of French's relatives. No charges have been filed, but the investigation's continuing. Saudi Arabia is siding with the Trump administration and blaming Iran for attacks on two oil tankers last Thursday in the Gulf of Oman. In an interview published in a Saudi newspaper, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman reportedly calls on the international community to take a decisive stand. Iran denies it was behind the attacks. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Protests continue in Hong Kong over a controversial bill to allow suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial. Protesters want Hong Kong's leader to resign and for the bill to be completely withdrawn. So far, in response to the protests, lawmakers have tabled it for now, but the protest organizers say they won't stop their activity until the bill is entirely dropped. Bottlenose dolphins are stranding themselves at an unusually high rate, especially in the North Gulf of Mexico between Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Authorities say more than 260 dolphins have been found along the Gulf Coast since February. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that number is three times the average. Some of the dolphins had freshwater lesions on their skin. An investigative team is exploring possible causes, including massive flooding in the Mississippi spilling into the Gulf, a change in food supply, and after effects from the 2010 Gulf oil spill. The agency is urging the public to immediately report any dead or ailing dolphins they find along the coast.
And President Trump says he has been briefed on alleged UFO sightings by members of the military. Asked specifically about recent reports of Navy pilots seeing such things, the president says he doesn't particularly believe all of the accounts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.